Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Let's check in with Seamus Toomey now for today's Block Club Chicago report. And we'll begin with what's going on downtown. They're working to convert a beloved Chicago landmark into a temporary world-class casino. Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yes, this is the update on the Medina Temple in River North. It's going to hold Bally's Casino while they build the one on the Chicago River. And they opened it up for at least for reporters and photographers yesterday. So we got to stroll through it and check it out, report back. We can report that it looks like a unopened casino right now. It's got slot machines are kind of stacked up around, ready to be installed. But they have done the entire interior renovation, which looks pretty great. They've preserved all of the big atrium from the old Medina Temple, which is 111 years old. All the stained glass is still protected. They built a giant bar on the ground floor and a couple different levels where they're going to have the tables up in the upper levels or so. They're still waiting for the Illinois Gaming Board to sign off on their license, which is sort of a done deal at this point, considering all the work involved. But so they're thinking maybe the end of the summer, people can start gambling in River North, and it'll hold 3,500 people. So they're really thinking a lot of people are going to come through here and hit the slot machines and tables. So
I hope they haven't messed up the exterior there at 600 North Wabash too much.
No, you know, it's one of the few buildings left in River North that really stands out. It just looks historic, and it looks very unique. They didn't mess with it at all. They just changed the Medina sign, which used to be Bloomingdale's,
right?
And now it says Bally's. So it's only supposed to be there for a couple years, but we'll see what happens with it after they move out. What becomes of who moves in there next? Maybe right. Bloomingdale's. Who knows?
West Loop building, known as the birthplace of house music, is a step closer to becoming a Chicago landmark. Us in here.
Yeah, I think today's going to be the big day for the warehouse. This is the place where Frankie Knuckles used to host house music parties in the 80s. Really considered the birthplace of house music, and then it spread all around the world. It's in the West Loop. 206 South Jefferson Street, unique looking building, very narrow building, only a couple stories tall. It's sitting next to a much bigger building. It's been on the list of endangered places for Preservation Chicago, with fears that the West Loop would consume it and take with it its house music history. But preservationists are working on it. They got it through. It's going to the city council today for aldermen to consider protecting it probably forever. And maybe, who knows, it could be a museum down the road for fans of house music and Frankie Knuckles. They can see where it all started.
Yeah, it should be a museum. And in Uptown on West Wilson, this storefront gallery is going to be turned into something that I think everybody should see. Seamus, tell us about it.
This is interesting. It's 1226 West Wilson, so it's over near the Wilson L stop and Truman College. They built a center. It's called the Chicago Center for Photojournalism, and it's going to be, I think, the public facing side is going to be a gallery of photographs of photojournalists' work. But behind the scenes, they're going to be teaching classes. They're going to be teaching people even how to develop film. They still do that every once in a while. They'll have exhibits, classes, after school programs, get students involved. But I thought you'd be interested, Bob, because the exhibit they've got now is by a guy named Jerry Pritikin, better known to us as the Bleacher Preacher.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, and we know Jerry from walking around Wrigley wearing that funny hat with the propeller. But what I didn't know, he was a very accomplished photographer, and he captured the early gay rights movement in San Francisco, including the Harvey Milk years. Wow. So Jerry's the Bleacher Preacher's exhibit focuses on that. It's called When Then Was Now. It's through July 4th. So if you want to check it out, maybe see Jerry there, talk Cubs with him, or talk Harvey Milk. Check it out. It's at 1226 West Wilson in the Uptown neighborhood.
Not just a bleacher bum. I love it. Thank you.
Exactly.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.